proclamation number 2875 dated the September 9th, 1943. Phase of development unique during a period of salvation. Incarnation of beings of light. Mission, child of God. Each phase of the soul's development occurs only once during a period of salvation, even if it neglects to utilize the state of free will. In that case, the phase of development passes without effect for the soul, and it has to accept the consequences of this in the spiritual realm. But the completely God-opposing spirit, whose resistance could not be broken during its infinitely long earthly progress, is given the opportunity again in a new period of creation, where it can, embedded within a solid form, live through a new phase of development in a newly beginning earthly period. And then the spiritual substances which, in a compulsory state, have to develop into a human soul again, are permitted to occupy a human body once more for its final test of will. This reincarnation can indeed take place, but the process has such enormous implications that it should be explained to people as something extremely frightening, albeit it is also an act of God's mercy for the release of the spirit after its endless time of captivity. However, the idea that the soul reincarnates onto the same earth again for the purpose of finishing its development is misguided. If God returns a soul from the spiritual realm of light to earth, it is merely an act of kindness, because this soul has to fulfill a task of liberating the constrained spirit on earth. Hence, an already fully matured being of light incarnates on earth to spiritually help others, while it apparently has to advance on the path of spiritual development like any other human being. A return to earth for the purpose of achieving complete maturity, to make up for the neglect of a past earthly life, does not correspond to God's wisdom, because it would interrupt the progressive development. A return from the spiritual into the physical state would be a regression, and thus a sign of the soul's intention to distance itself from God. Thus it does not indicate spiritual aspiration. Those who strive towards God truly have enough opportunities in the spiritual realm, where the spirit can prove itself and thus mature and develop further. On the other hand, highly developed spiritual beings who have not yet reached the degree of childship to God, can become a child of God by incarnating on earth for the purpose of a mission, which is always linked to extremely difficult living conditions and requires a previously achieved specific degree of maturity in the beyond. The teaching of reincarnation is a humanly devised teaching which corresponds to Thelwishes, and therefore is defended time and again, because many people are no longer able to correctly understand the truth from above and thus change it to fit in with Thelwishes. Because the longing for this earthly world is still too strong, and the thought of being permitted to return to earth is reassuring and comforting. But this teaching is an obstacle to the human being's spiritual development, and therefore will have to be challenged time and again by those who shall spread the pure truth. Amen.